beyond commitment. Eliezer desired to take Rebecca beyond commitment. Commitment is a choice and action of will. It is not a scriptural word. However, the word apprehension is used in the scriptures and goes beyond commitment. While commitment is a work of the will, apprehension is a binding that forces the will to do the will of another. One does not do or go where he desires when the handcuffs are locked on his wrist. From that day on, the apprehended one does what he is told to do, or else there is trouble. And that is what the bracelets of apprehension signify. Eliezer could have proceeded no further in his wooing of Rebekah if she had refused the gifts he offered her. Seeing that she had fully met the prior conditions Eliezer had set, he would then have had to spend time to persuade her to accept those priceless gifts from the waiting bridegroom. Normally, she would have been reluctant to accept those gifts, for she knew well what they meant. However, as she stood there under the influence of the angel of the Lord, her natural diffidence was overcome, and she accepted and wore the ring and bracelets. Eliezer would not offer her any other gifts. Those had to come first. Some Christians want to reverse things, and they try to persuade God to do things their way, but that he will not do. How can he pour out the powerful gifts upon his children when they would use them capriciously and use them to serve their own ends? When there is yet no earring in the ear and no bracelets on the hands, the Holy Spirit knows that the candidate is still not ready for marriage, even if she has met other conditions. Ruth, the Moabitess. The earring of commitment alone is still not enough. Ruth the Moabitess made a beautiful commitment of her life to follow her mother-in-law, Naomi. In the book of Ruth, chapter 1 and verse 16, Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth's commitment was flawless, but there was as yet no apprehension. She still did not have on the bracelets until the night in which she accepted the offer of marriage from Boaz. It was when Laban, the brother, saw the earring and the bracelets and heard her words that he ran to Eliezer and cordially invited him and his companions to come and lodge in his house. It makes a major difference in the attitude of brothers and sisters when they see the adornment of the earring and bracelets on their sister. Then they will hear her words. These golden jewels, gifts of the Holy Spirit, advertise to the world that the wearer of those golden symbols is apprehended by love for Isaac. From that day on, there is a major change in her life. They shout to the observer the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. "What? Know you not? Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." From that moment on, Rebecca was apprehended by love. The love for Isaac constrained her choices and actions from that day till the end of her life. Laban knew very well what those gifts meant, and he acted accordingly. Just the sight of those costly gifts on his sister galvanized him into immediate action. He rolled out the red carpet of hospitality without asking any further questions. He realized that great honor and riches had come to his humble little sister and desired that the visitor from afar would come into his house. and abide. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church that the love of Christ constraineth us. I do not do what I do willingly. Rather, woe is me if I do not do it, he said again. I am forced to do what I do because I am wearing the bracelets, gifts from my beloved, and I have no choice save to obey my master. Once apprehended, Rebekah would obey the faithful steward of Abraham, who would bring her to the tent of her beloved Isaac.